More middle-class parents need to accept that their kids shouldn't go to university. That's the view of Tom Harris, the former Labour minister in the UK and columnist with the Daily Telegraph. He joins us now. Tom, just start by telling us your own experience. You didn't go to university straight after school.
I didn't. I just didn't get the grades. I was incredibly lazy during my later years at school. And I, you know, I bummed around for a couple of years before going to college to study journalism, which is what I wanted to do. But I've always regretted not going. And I just get the sense that, you know, for friends and, you know, contemporaries at the time back in the early 1980s who went on to get degrees, those were qualifications that were very prestigious, and something that you could boast about. None of them did, but you know, you could have. I just get the feeling now, whereas 30 years ago, when people said they had a degree, the reaction was, oh, wow. Now the reaction is, well, yeah, of course you do. And I think that as a result of the vast increase in university places, we've just lost a lot of the prestige that used to be associated with having a degree, and therefore a degree doesn't qualify you for as many, you know, careers as it used to.
You say in your piece, a university degree used to be a badge of honour. Now it's a requirement for a job in a call centre. Why is that a bad thing, though? I mean, why is it a bad thing that a university degree is less elitist than it once was?
Well, I take the counter view that, and probably the controversial view, that I actually think universities should be elitist. They should recruit only the best and the brightest. I think the problem is that the best and the brightest were always deemed to be from middle class and upper class households. If you're from a working class or poorer background, you've got less chance of getting into university. That is the problem. It's not that universities should attract only the elite. What they should do is attract the elite and make sure that working class people get as good an opportunity to be part of that elite as everybody else. But if universities just become the next stage of education that everyone goes to, then it just loses a lot of its value, I think. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with being elitist. There's nothing wrong with saying if you are cleverer, you get this opportunity, and if you're less clever, you get fewer opportunities. Actually, that's just life. That's the way things should be. The problem, I think, is that people from working class backgrounds, even if they are every bit as bright as someone from Eton, tend not to get those same opportunities.
You also write in your piece that an apprenticeship as a plumber is all very well for the likes of that family across the road, but it's obviously not good enough for our kids. Do you think parents, particularly middle-class parents, put too much emphasis on sending their kids to college?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There is a snob value, which I suppose goes back to what I was saying about elitism in universities. But you will find a lot of middle-class parents saying exactly that. Well, you know, of course, you know, they will talk very enthusiastically about the importance of vocational training, about the importance of training up the next generation of tradespeople, plumbers, electricians, etc. But, you know, you push them on the issue and they will almost invariably say that, well, yeah, but I still want my kid to go to university, get a degree. And in reference to your earlier question, what a lot of parents, middle-class parents, will want for their kids is not just for them to get a degree. They want them to get a degree from one of the top universities. In other words, they want their kids not just to be part of the masses that come out of university each year. They want them to be part of the elite. And I totally understand that. I totally respect that aspiration. But it's basically an aspiration to go back to the way it was back in the 80s.
So what should governments in Britain and governments in Ireland, what should they be doing?
I just think that we need to understand that if someone isn't academically qualified, well, in that case, they shouldn't go to university because university should be reserved for academically gifted people. But we shouldn't give up on those people. There are plenty of opportunities in further education colleges, in apprenticeships, modern apprenticeships, that will not only give them a good qualification, will actually make them a lot of money in a lot of these trades that you just won't get by going to university. And we have to be realistic about that. And we have to just accept that the world has changed, that brighter people will do better academically, but that doesn't necessarily mean they'll make more money.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Tom Harris, former Labour Minister in the UK, columnist with the Daily Telegraph. Thanks indeed for talking to us.